Wenn wir jetzt nachkommen, der Verschreitisch Teve, Shechal Lies Beshavis, ist mir wie ein Scholisch Teures, der Körin Achas bin Yonah Shayim, when you talk about Parshas of Shabbos, the Achas Shal Verschreitisch, one Kotzwei is Verschreitisch, Teves, the Achas Shal Chanukah. And the third step, so you learn about the Yonah of Chanukah. About the Nisiyim, you learn. So, Bezoi, it's a kasha. How could you tell me you can't take a second Sefer Torah out because you're making, it's like you're making Bezoyas for the first Sefer? Here we see Chloe could even take out three Svarim. So see, you are allowed to use three different Svarim. And the Gemara Poshit, Chad Gavra B'tei Sifrei Ika P'goma. It depends. If one person is getting Galiyah, one person is Galein from all three Sefer Torahs, then it looks like you're saying the first one was no good. Here by Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol had a lane from all the Svarim. So you're not allowed to change Svarim because it looks like the Kohen Gadol is saying the first one is no good. Mashenken, that we change Sefer Torah is because we have a new Aliyah. Somebody else gets Aliyah. If somebody else comes up, then it doesn't look like a pogum. Now the first one finished, I could say, the first one liked this Sefer Torah. The second one, you know why we're taking another Sefer Torah? He likes another Sefer Torah. He wants to use the second one. Then it doesn't look like you're making a pogum to the first one. But if the same person is Galein, not only Lain, it means he gets the Aliyah from the first Sefer and the second Sefer, that's also. So on Yom Kippur, it's also to take two Svarim. Because it looks like you're saying the first one is no good. But normally what we do, since another person gets an Aliyah, that's Mutter. The Mishnah says, after the Kohen Gadol finished learning all three Parshas, he said eight Brachas. Tana Rabbanan. Ala Torah, that means Kederach Shemavorach Mevesa Knesses. Like our bracha, we say Hashem Nosan Lano Teres Emes. That bracha he said also when he got finished learning. Alu Avoido, that's like we say V'al Hoido, like by Moedim V'al Mechila Sovon Kipikona. Like we say the bracha Yom Kippur Mechila Sovon. That's the way they said then also. Like the bracha Nusach Abracha Yom Kippur Mechila Sovon. We speak about Mechila Mechila Lavoino Sam Azem. Speak out the bracha of Mechila. Yes. He made a special bracha for the kima of Beis Hamikdash. V'yala kahanim v'fnayatzman, a special bracha for the kahanim. V'al yisro v'fnayatzman. Then the Mishnah says v'yal shar tefila. His last bracha was called shar tefila. What does that mean? Tana Rabbanan. V'shar tefila. What does that mean? What did he say? He said rino tchino ba'kosher melfanecha alam cho yisroel she'tzrichim livoshayim. That we need your help. Now the Klal Yisroel needs the Kodesh Baruch Hu's help. That bracha re-ended with Shema Tefila. The Rashi says, Son Rabbanan, Shara Tefila, Hashni B'Mishnah, Kachi, Rino Tchino Ba'Koshem L'Fanech Olam Chu Yisrael, She'atzrichim Livoshaya. That we need your help, and we end off Shema Tefila, that's this last bracha. The Yacha Kach, after the Kohen Gadol finished learning the Sefer Torah, and the three Parshias, and he made these eight brachas, Kol Echod V'Yechod Mevi Sefer Torah Beisoy. Everybody brought their own Sefer Torah that they had from the house, twice to the Beis Hamikdash before Yom Kippur, because you're not allowed to carry on Yom Kippur. The Korah boy and the old lane from their own Sefer Torah. Kedei laharoyz chazus l'rabim, to show the chazus means the shenkite. Notice how nice they did the mitzvahs. Like Rashi says, laharoyz chazus l'rabim, laharoyz noyo shal Sefer Torah, to show how beautiful, how nice the Sefer Torah were. The teferes balehom she torach lisnoyes for mitzvah. That's nice for the Bailam to show that he was Torah to have a nice mitzvah. Shenelma, the Pasuk says, Zekei Levi Anveyu. And we darshin hasno lefon of a mitzvah. When we do a mitzvah, do it nice. Have a nice mitzvah, nice cheftza. That means lulav no. When you pick a lulav, take a nice lulav. Sefer Torah no. Take a nice Sefer Torah. Viklaf no. The parchment should be nice. Vidyoy no. Nice ink. Palavlar umen. Take a good writer, good cipher. Umarev Yom Kippur Mevim Shom. Rabbi, they brought the Sefer Torah from the house, they brought it to the Beis Hamikdash on Erev Yom Kippur. Because we hold this also to carry on Yom Kippur. So after the Kohen Gadol got finished, there was an Indian to show how nice your nice Svarim you had. Right, then the Mishnah says, Haroya Kohen Gadol, Loi Mifnei Shein Rishoyin. That if somebody was standing in the Azara and watched the way the Kohen Gadol was laying the Sefer Torah, he could not see the way the people were burning the poor Manas Rofim outside Chuslu Yishlayim. It couldn't be done two at the same time. So the Mishnah says, not because it's also to see both, but because it's not practical. Because you can't be in the Azara and be outside Chuslu Yishlayim at the same time. They're both, since both avoids were done at the same time, you can't see both. For the Gemara Pshita, like, what's the Havamina? Avadah is no Issa. Why would I think it's also? Let's say no, it will be right next to one another. Why would I think it should be also to look at both at the same time? What should be wrong like? Or better still, even by vice versa, if I would think the avodah is one after another, why would I think if I'm looking at one, I can't stop looking there and go see another one? Why would I think it's also? So Mara says, Mal the time I would have thought, could have Resh Lakish. The Yom Resh Lakish says, a cloud of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. That means when you want to go do it, when you have a mitzvah in front of you, you're supposed to do that mitzvah. If you're Isaac in a mitzvah, you have to continue doing this mitzvah. You're not allowed to skip over this mitzvah and do another mitzvah. Like by tefillin, you're supposed to take out the tefillin shayat first, not the tefillin shayrosh. Because if you have the tefillin shayrosh in your hands already, there's a klal of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. You can't skip over the mitzvah. So that's why I would have thought here also, that since like you're doing one mitzvah, you can't stop that mitzvah and go to another mitzvah. For the Gemara, my mitzvah, what mitzvah are you doing here? You're watching the way the Kohen Gadol is laying the Sefer Torah on Yom Kippur. What mitzvah are you doing though? The Kohen Gadol is doing the mitzvah. What mitzvah are you doing when you watch him laying it to say that I would have a minah, you're not allowed to leave there and go to another mitzvah? The Teretz is, Beroivam Hadras Melech, yes, there's a mitzvah. Since there's an Indian to lay in the Sefer Torah, the Kohen Gadol is doing the mitzvah. And there's an Indian of Beroivam Hadras Melech. When you do a mitzvah, do it Berabim, do it in front of a lot of people. So since the more people that are there, it's the bigger mitzvah, whoever is there, he also has a chilek of that mitzvah. So I would have thought that when you're there in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Azari, Ezra's Noshim, watching the Kohen Gadol laying the Sefer Torah, since you're a chilek of his mitzvah, so I would think there's a cloud now of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. You're not allowed to leave this mitzvah and go and watch another mitzvah. I would have thought it's Aser. Kamashimla, no, there's no Iser involved. In other words, really, if the place where they're burning it would be nearby, you would be allowed to leave this mitzvah and go watch the other mitzvah. Why? Not because you're not doing a mitzvah right now. The pshat is because, the Rashi says, since you're not being oisik at that mitzvah, there's no concern for Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs means if you're oisik, if you're working in a mitzvah, you started to do a mitzvah like, you can't leave that mitzvah and do another mitzvah. But here, just the fact you're watching the Kohen Gadol laying the Sefer Torah, even though it's a ksas mitzvah, like you'll be mesayeya in the Indian of Roivam Hadras Melech, since now it's a bigger mitzvah by the Kohen Gadol's doing, because he's learning of a rabbin, and you're a chelik of the rabbin, so you also have a chelik of that mitzvah. But it's not called you being oisik, you're not doing anything. You just happen to be standing and watching it. That's not called you oisik, you're not working in the mitzvah. So since you're not standing and working in the mitzvah, you're just watching it, you're allowed to leave this mitzvah, and you're allowed to go do another mitzvah. Now the reason why the Mishnah says you can't do it is because it's not practical, because it's too far away. At the same time, you can't be in the Azara and be outside Yerushalayim. Because at the same time when the Kohen Gadol was laning, at that same time, they were being Isaac and burning the Parim HaNetzroch from outside. So it's not practical to be in both cases. But if it would have been practical, La Loch, it would be Mutter. Even though I would have a Havamina, when you're Isaac in this mitzvah, you can't leave and do another mitzvah. The Teretz is, though, you're not called Isaac in the mitzvah. The Rashi says, my mitzvah, Yesh Briyosan, that the Briyosan Yesh Kan mitzvah, Mishum Revam Hadras Melech. The fact you're there and watching somebody else do a mitzvah. So now that mitzvah is being done by Rabbim. So you're making the mitzvah a bigger mitzvah. It's being done by Rabbim and you have a chelik of the mitzvah. Kamash was with Rashi. Why? The love never who. It's not called you leaving that mitzvah. Me'acha she'ena osik bo. Since you're not oisik in the mitzvah, you're not really working in the mitzvah. Therefore you're allowed to leave the mitzvah and go do another mitzvah. But the reason why you can't do it, the Mishnah says, because it's not practical. Fight them. Mishnah says, in the big day butz, kairo. Let's say the Kohen Gadol laid the parshia wearing his big day boots. In other words, he didn't take off his big day loven to change his regular robe, but he laid the parshia wearing his big day loven. Okay, so he's still wearing his big day loven. Now, after laying the parshia, he has to take off his big day loven and put on the big day zov to do the rest of the avodas hayoyim. So now, how does he take off his begodim? Before he takes them off, kiddush yodav raglav. First, he has to wash his yodav raglav. Then poshat, he takes off the big day loven. Yorad v'tovel, then he goes to the mikvah. Ola, he comes out of the mikvah. V'nestapik, he dries himself. V'avi aloi big day zov. Then they bring to put on the big day zov. Now this is the second time he's putting on his big day zov. At the beginning of the day with the Talmud Shoshachar, he was wearing big day zov. Then he changed to big day loven. And now he's changing back again to big day zov. V'lovash v'kiddush yodav raglav. He's v'lovash. First, after he put on his big day zov, now he made the second for Kiddush Yodav Raglav. Now he washed his hands for the second time. For the Kiddush Yodav Raglav. Now he finished. He has his big day zov on after the two Kiddushim and the one Tfilah. V'yotzav v'yoses eloi v'yes elam. he had to do his special ayil, which was a korban oilo, and elom, he had to do this special korban also. The ayil, the korban oilo for the Klal Yisrael. V'yes shivas kvosim tamimim, b'nei shana. Now we had to also do the seven kvosim, seven lambs, that are 1 year old, that these are part of the Masofim. These things say in Parshas Pinchas about the Masofim. The Rashi says, Shivas Kvosim, Shea Musavein Bechuma Shea Pekudim. That it says in Parshas Pekudim, in Parshas Pinchas, to bring the seven Kvosim for Musaf. Divi Rebbe Lezer, this is Rebbe Lezer Shita, that he did this all right now. Rebbe Akiva Reimer, no. Im Tomid Shal Shachar Roy Kraven. You should know these things were brought earlier in the morning. The first thing he did in the morning, the first Korban, was the Tomid Shal Shachar. Right after the Talmud Shashachar, right away, he brought the Masofim. He brought the Ayil Om and his Ayil, and then the Shivas Kvosim. And we'll see in the Gemara exactly what's going on. The whole point of the Shivas Kvosim, Rabbi Akiva says he did by Talmud Shashachar. Now, Upar Ho'ilo, Ustir HaNaseh Bachutz, Hoi Kravim Im Talmud Shobein Obayim. There's a special par that the Torah says he has to bring. And oilo, the carbon hapar oilo, the par that's the carbon oilo, not the special par the Kohen Gadol brought before. That was the achatis. This is a par oilo he brings. Usir, usoyer, nasa b'chutz. There's also a soyer, also that's brought on the outside base of Mizbeach. Not the seer that's brought on the achatis Lashem we had before. This is a soyer that's also only a carbon oilo. And this was also done b'chutz. This was brought later on, Rabbi Akiva holds. The Shas they brought at the end of the day when they brought the Tomash Rabbein Abayim. Now, when he finishes these kabonis, Kiddush Yodav Raglav, he has to wash his hands again. Then, Uposhat, he took off his big day lover, the big day Zov. The Yorad Vatovel, he went down to the mikvah. The Yolol, he came up. Then, Estapik, he dried himself again. Then, Hevi'oloi Big Day Lovin, he had to go put back on again his Big Day Lovin. The Lovash, he was wearing them. The Kiddush Yodav Raglav, after he put back the Bidi Lovin, now he made another Kiddush Yodav Raglav, like every time when you change, you have two Kiddush Yodav Raglav. Then Nichnas Loisiyat Akafiyat Samachta. He had to go back into Lofnaya Lofnim. He had to go back in the second time after the Kiddush Yodoshim to take out the spoon and the machta that he left there from the Kiddush. And we had before, there was a mitzvah, he had to leave it there. In order to take it out now, in order that there should be five times that he changed his begodim, he had to have five tefillos on Yom Kippur. Really, four times he changed, and the first tefillah was in the morning, the first time he put on his begodim. Now, Kiddush Yodav Raglav. Now he's going to change again back to the Big Day Zov. So again, he had to wash his hands, so Posha took off his Big Day Lovin, the Yorad went to the Mikvah B'Tovol. Ola got up in his topic, dried himself. Hevila Big Day Zov, they brought back to him again the Big Day Zov. The Lovash, he put it on, the Kiddush Yodav Raglav. Then he will again wash his hands, Yodav Raglav. V'nichnas lehekta k'teris, shoben abayim. Now he wants to do the k'teris of ben abayim. U'lehekta v'saneris, and to make that tov v'saneris. V'kiddish Yodav Raglav, and that was it. Then he made another kiddish Yodav Raglav, u'poshat, he took off his big day zov, v'yorad v'tov alol v'stapik, v'hevuloi big day atzmai. Then stam they brought him his own begodim, or to shalif he goes to senat, that he had to go to his last mikvah when he took off his begodim. Stam, some say you don't have to. So you see Girsus Yishalmi. Yishalmi has his Girsus. We'll see. We'll see in the Gemara. V'lovash. And he put on his own begodin. When he got finished doing all the avodah of Yom Kippur, he had his own begodin again. People used to walk him home. It was a tremendous Yom Tov for the Kohen Gadol. L'yoyiv he made for his friends. When he left the Beit Hamikdash B'Sholem, he was whole, he was alive, it was a tremendous simcha for him. So he made taka Yom Tov for him and his friends. Yeah. So Dumari Boilihu, just to know a little bit of a kitza, what's going on here, the Miri says the klal is like this. On Yom Kippur, there were 15 karbonas that the Kohen Gadol brought on Yom Kippur. The regular, the first one was done, the Tomit Shal Shachar, that was the first carbon, and the last carbon that was brought was Tomit Shal Ben Abayim. Now, Upar V'ayil Shal Aaron. He had to bring a special par for himself, and a special ayil for himself. That's what it says in Pashas Achrimais. Now, Bapar Ben Bokal Achatis, V'ayil Yoyla. He had a special par, which was a chattis for himself, and a special ayah, which was a korban oilu for himself. So that's four kabbalahs so far. Then the soyer, the ayah, shal Yisrael. He had to bring a special soyer for Klal Yisrael, and also an ayah for Klal Yisrael. כרחסיב ומייס הדס פני ישראל, ייקח שני סיריזים לחטס, this soya was a chattis, ויהי לכת ליהלו. So just like for himself, he had a special power for a chattis, and a special aisle for a korban oilo, for Klal Yisrael, he had a special soyer, which was the other one of Lazozel, which was a shnei sirizim, which one was a chattis for Klal Yisrael, and the other one was an aisle also for Klal Yisrael, which was an oilo for Klal Yisrael. So it's the sixth korbanah so far. Then he says, then in Parshas HaMusafim, they say the Pinchas Huskar Esav Hemis. In Musafim by Pinchas, it says there eight. It says there are 10 Karbonis. What's the 10 there? So Par Va'ayol V'Shiva Kvosin. It says there again to bring a Par and an Ayol and 7 Kvosin. Now Kula Moilus, all these things are Karbon Oila. Ol Soy Rech Lachatis and one Soy is for Chatis. Now Mikol Makim Einim Elatisha. Really, there are only another 9 Karbonis. Sho Ayol. Haniska Khan, who aisle and niska pashas achrimais. That's what it says, you have to bring an aisle here for korban oila. That's the same aisle that it said we already brought before for the tibur. So really, for the musafim, what you have to bring special for musaf is, you have to bring 7 kvosim, and you have to bring a par, and you have to bring a soyer ech lechatis. But the par was a korban oila, and the 7 kvosim was a korban oila. Those were 8 korban oilas, and ech lechatis, that's what he brought for musaf. So that's how you have the 18 korbanos. That 3 of them was the chatis, and that was the par shel Aaron. Aaron had his own special chatis. The soya shel Yisrael, shel of all of Agur Lashem. Then the soya Lashem of the Klal Yisrael was also a chatis. Or shnei epnimim. Both these were done inside. The matan davar were done inside, and the meats were burnt. The yashlishi. What was the third chatis brought in Yom Kippur? That's the seir chatis shel Musafim. That by chatis says seir echad the chatis. That was by Musaf. That was brought outside. And the rest of the 12 Karbonis were all Karbon Oilas. That the Isle of Aaron was a Karbon Oilo, the Isle of Om was a Karbon Oilo, and that's the Psukim that talks about Nachri Mois. It just repeats it over again in Parshas Musafim. Then by Musafim it says the Parashah Musafim, and that's a Karbon Oilo, the Shiva Kvosim Shal Musaf, or Shnei Tamidim Kulam Oilas. So the kids said there were 12 Karbon Oilas brought on Yom Kippur, and 3 Karbon Chattis. These are the kavanas that were brought on Yom Kippur. Now the Gemara says, Iboilihu, what's Shana Mishnah? Iboilihu, Hochi Komet, this is what he means to say, this is what Rabbi Kiva means to say. Im Tomet Shal Shachar Roi Kravim, they were brought with the Tomet Shal Shachar. In other words, the Mishnah starts saying, the Mishnah said, the Yosef Eilov Yethailom, the Yeshivas Kvosim Tamimim Vene Shana, the Rabbi Lezer, El Rabbi Lezer Shita, that right away he did these kavanas. These kabbonos are brought way before in the day, not later on, but they're brought right away in the morning when he brought the Talmud Shal Shachar. Now, what does Rabbi Kiva mean to say? Boy, lihu, hochi komer, in Talmud Shal Shachar hoi kravim, o paro oilo, o sir soyer anasa bachutz, im Talmud Shal Ben Avayim. That's what the Mishnah says, that im Talmud Shal Shachar hoi kravim. Then he says, o paro oilo, o sir soyer anasa bachutz, hei kravim im Talmud Shal Ben Avayim. Does it mean to say these three things also were brought later on in the day at the end by the Talmud Shal Ben Avayim? Oidil Mahokikomer, Im Talmud Shal Shachar Oye Kravim, O Par Oyla Badayu. The Par of the Oyla was also brought Badayu in the morning. Only Yosoyra Nasa Bachutz in Talmud Shal Ben Avayim. In other words, the question is, what's the loch of the par for the korban oila? What does Rabbi Kiva hold in the Mishnah? Does it mean to say it's brought in the morning with the Tomid Shal Shachar? Or does it mean to say the par is also part of the Tomid Shal Ben Avayim? Rashi Yochi Komer, Rabbi Kiva, Vesu par oila, that's one shayla. Vesu, another question is, par oila, the Rabbi Lezer, the Sharia Amos of it. Rabbi Lezer didn't talk about this par, the par of the korban oila that he has to bring, that it says taik on the Pashas of Musafim. By Musaf it says bring a par, and we said that was a korban oila. When do you bring that korban par? The Mishnah doesn't say, according to Rabbi Lezer, doesn't say when you bring it. When do you bring it? That's another shayla. V'su, ben the Rabbi Lezer, ben the Rabbi Kiva, both according to Lezer, according to Rabbi Kiva, emurei chatis, the emurim, to burn the emurim, to be makta the emurim of the chatis, emas of it. When do they do that? In other words, the soyer and the par, the Kohen Gadol brought, his own par, and the soyer that's a chatis, that he shechted early, and he did the avodas adam, but now later on he has to burn the emurim. What time of the day did he burn the emurim? It doesn't say in the Mishnah.
It's also a question. Is Amos Ovid Lu? Is Omar Rav says, Lo Mishkachas Lo Mitakanto El Oil Reb Lezer the Tono V'Devei Shmuel. We don't really know how the Seder should be, only according to Reb Lezer, the way it was learned in Tono V'Devei Shmuel. Oil Reb Akiva Kiyotay Sefta. Or else in the Sefta, the way it says Reb Akiva Shita. From these two places, we'll know how the Seder is. But from the Mishnayasin alone, we don't know how the Seder is. The Tono V'Devei Shmuel says in the Tono V'Devei Shmuel like this. Reb Lezer, when Reb Lezer says like this, Yotso, the Kohen Gadol now went out, V'yoso Eiloi V'yailom. As after we finished the first Seder of Avodis with the big day loving of the Avodis of the Dam from the Soyer and the Chat and the Soyer and the Par, now he went outside and he did Eiloi V'yailom. He brought his Korban Eilo and the Korban Eilo for the Am. The Emure Chatis. And right now he burnt the Emure for the Chatis. Avo Par Eilo, Mashenkin, what it says in Pashas Pinchas about Musafim, there it says to bring a special power for Korban Eilo, the Shivas Kvosim, and the seven Kvosim, the seven lambs that are brought for Korban Musaf, the Soyer and Asa Bachutz, also what it says there, the Soyer, that's the regular Korban Eilo, Im Tomet Shoven Abayim. All these things were done later on at the end of the day by the Tomet Shoven Abayim. That's a clear pshat. We have Akiva that they sefta Mahi. What does it say to the sefta of Akiva? What does he say over there? The Tanya like this. We have Akiva Waimano. Para Oilo, the para that's brought by the Korban that says in Parshas Pinchas, by the Mesofim, to bring a special power for Korban Eilo, the Shivas Kvosim, and the Mesofim, in Tomat Shachar Oy Kravim. No, it was brought early in the morning, with the Tomat Shachar. Shenema, the Pesach says, Milvad Oilo Taboykir, Asher Li Oilo Tatomid. That Mashma, these Korbanos that it says in Parshas Pinchas, the Parshas of Mesofim, it said, do it right away when you do the Tomat Shachar. So right after the Tomat Shachar, he brought the power of the Musaf, and the Shivas Kvosim for Musaf. The Acha Kein Avodas Yoyim, and then he did the Avodas Yoyim with the Soyer and the Par and the Zrikas. The Acha Kach Soyer and Nasa Machutz. And then at the end he first did the Soyer and Nasa Machutz, Shinemar, Sirizim, Echod Lachatis, Milvad Chatas the Kippurim. Mashmi, you have to do the Chatas of the Kippurim, then you do the Soyer Izim. The Acha Kach, and after that, Elov Yelom, the Acha Kach Emure Chatis. The Acha Kach Ben Abayim. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over this again tomorrow again to say exactly how we did the saving.